Bandwidth and hosting for BagelTech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to BagelTech News. It's Thursday the 17th of February 2009. All the technology news from the previous 24 hours in around 5 minutes. So the subscription wars are hotting up. Apple may have announced theirs this week, but unfortunately for them, Google has decided to do exactly the same kind of thing. They've issued the OnePass scheme, and it's been revealed that the subscription is for publishers and other people who want to put content on and have a cut taken. Yes, Google will be taking a cut of it, but they're going to get you an awful lot more people. And of course, when they prioritize it in their search results, because they've got that ability, listening Troy, then you will get far more money, it would seem. They've said that by providing a system for user authentication, payment processing and administration, Google OnePass lets publishers focus on creating high quality content for their readers. Google is also only taking a 10% cut instead of the regular 30% that Apple are taking. Thank you, Google. Warner Brothers is trying to get around the subscription issue with Apple by issuing their movies as applications. If you go to the App Store now, you can get Inception and Dark Knight and all of the other movies as an application for your phone. The one thing that's really quite nice about this is that if you've got the iOS store, then the chances are you could actually have these on every device, because of course, don't forget that you can download these things almost as many times as you like. The music labels in the UK are seeing that smartphone streaming is the way of the future. However, they don't think that advertising-laden applications are exactly the way forward. David Joseph of Universal Music said recently that Last.fm and Spotify and YouTube were clearing up. They are eclipsing everything, unquote. And he said that in the business of making cash from music, we've got to think of new and innovative ways. Well done. Well done, David. Sony could be ready to enter the tablet market. Now, it's only a rumour. I got berated today for the rumour about iOS on Valentine's Day. I only said it was a rumour. That's now been downgraded to complete and utter BS. But the Honeycomb tablet could be with us. It would likely have PlayStation games. And just like the Microsoft platform, there could be integration whereby you finish playing your game on one platform and move across and pick it up on the next platform. That'd be great if it comes. Fabulous for the consumer. Believe it when I see it, though, eh? And Skype have said that they're happy to take on as many people as Nokia want to throw off. 1,000 employees at Nokia walked out last week, disgruntled at the pairing up with Microsoft. I'm sure they're all back this morning because they want the paycheck. Well, the head of Skype, Tony Bates, has said, no worries, we're always looking for talented people. You want to walk over the street and come and work for us? We'd be happy to have you. Well done, Tony. Now, while everyone's thinking about integration of near-field communications into their smartphone, a French company has come up with a fantastic way of doing it without. They've got a little sticker pack that sticks on the back of your phone, and via Bluetooth it links to your phone, and it also then gives you near-field communication so you can swipe your phone to transfer data however you so choose and whatever the applications say. The good thing is as well, it's only going to cost you $20, and it could be a really good solution. And also in the phone industry, I'm sick of phones this week, I have to say. Gemalto has said that Facebook integration will be on every phone in the upcoming future. The reason being, they're going to put Facebook as an application directly into your GSM chip. Therefore, when you put a SIM into a phone, all of your account details and everything else will automatically be there. The move for Facebook and Zuckerberg to become a Bond plot gets bigger with every passing day this week, it would seem. Google was very quick to slap Bing for stealing their search results, but it would seem they're no stranger to stealing their own things as well, if a new lawsuit proves to be true. VoIP Inc. has sued Google, alleging that theft of their trade secrets and for their click-to-call advertisements. From reading the basic transcripts, if it ever sees the inside of a courtroom, then there could be some money coming VoIP's way. However, I'm sure that Google will make this one go away far faster than that. And Google has also detailed some of the Honeycomb features that are going to come through to Ice Cream already. The next iteration of Android is going to have a hologram-like visual style. And there's a picture on Engadget if you want to go and look. And it does look very nice and very funky and very slick and shiny. Whether it works or not, different question. And at Mobile World Congress, Apple has won Best Mobile Device. You knew it was coming. Don't try and make out you didn't. New York City is going to look for alternative sources of energy, and unfortunately one of those alternative sources of energy is your SH1T. Yes, they've gone to the sewers to look for their energy solution. There's about 1.3 billion gallons of waste product produced every day in New York City. I always said that New Yorkers were full of it, but there you go. It produces an awful lot of methane as well, which you can then burn back. So if there's a funny smell around New York City when you visit, you know exactly what it is. Now, if, like me, you're thinking about your child and wondering how you can get them into programming computers, Smart Labs have created the Recon 6. It's a programmable rover just like Big Trax used to be, of course, but it does a little bit more. And while they're learning how to move the thing around the living room, it also is giving them hints on how to code it and program it. Well done, great idea. I want one of these because Ellis really needs to get into this stuff. Good news is, it's only $60. So that's not too bad. And other desktop toys that are out there that you may want are the Tank Bots. They are little tiny desktop pets that are controlled by your iOS device. About 15 minutes of battery play time there after a 30 minute charge, and they'll charge it via USB as well. And the best news of all, they're only $20. Without a doubt, the best news of the day, however, is Plex Media is coming to Android. Yes, the Plex Media Player, which is absolutely fantastic on the Mac, and if you're running a home theater server with a Mac Mini, it's a must-have, is coming to the Android market. You're going to pay for it, unfortunately, though, I'm afraid, Droiders. It's $4.99, which is quite steep, I have to say, considering everywhere else and every other platform gets it free of charge. We'll have to wait and see what happens with that one. CEO of AT&T, Randall Stephenson, who I've described previously as a slimy butthole, has said that he thinks that the App Store is a bad thing for consumers. I'm sure there's an awful lot of sour grapes associated with this. However, he does make a decent point that what there should be is web-based applications that can be accessed from every platform rather than tying them to the walled gardens. Huzzah, Randall, if it wasn't for the fact that you're just upset. Windows Phone 7 is in the Mac OS Store. Yes, Windows Phone 7 is in the Mac App Store, and it's a connectivity application, though. It doesn't actually do anything on your computer. It just means that if you've got a Windows Phone 7 device, or you've got a Zune HD or something like that, then you can connect it directly to your Mac. Whether it lets you sync with iTunes or not, I don't know, but it's obviously got through the process of approval, so it might be doing some very, very dandy stuff. And Watson finally kicked the butts of the two humans last night in Jeopardy. It walked off with the $1 million prize that it said it was going to give to charity. And finally, quote of the week goes to the Authors Guild president, Scott Turow. Whilst addressing Congress, he said that BitTorrent is to movies what bolt cutters are to stealing bikes. Yes, but they're also very good for cutting bolts, Scott. It's the people that are the problem, not the systems. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. We'll see you again tomorrow for a roundup of the previous 24 hours news as normal. And don't forget, it's Bagel Broadcast Friday. So we'll be here in the morning with the news show. Then at 11 a.m. we've got the photo show, 1 p.m. for the Mac show live. And finally at 10 p.m. we've got the Bagel Tech Big Show. Hope you can join us. Carrie Holtzman's coming back for a week. Grown. Yeah, won't that be fun? Have a good day, and thanks for listening.